One, and we open it all up with John Lodge from the Moody Blues. His new live album's coming out. That was, of course, Ride My Seesaw with John Davidson, lead singer from Yes. So, Quartz in Session is just not right unless we play the King of Rock and Roll. And I love that I'm always getting requests for Elvis because he's the reason we're all listening to rock and roll. Come on, let's be serious about it. Not enough Elvis played on the radio. Let's play something from the alternate Aloha from Hawaii. This was the dress rehearsal that never got broadcast. This is the classic. This is Suspicious Minds. Don't change that dial. Coming up, we've got Billy Crane from the Outlaws.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, babe. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't be? Suspicion in your eyes. Here we go again. Where I've been. You catch in the tears of real I'm crying.
Tears I'm crying.
We gotta go on together.
Suspicious mind.
And we gotta build our dream. On suspicious mind.
Yeah. Hey, counselor. Mando Richard here. I know we don't belong to the same bars. Mine required no extra schooling. I just walk in and order a cold one. Nevertheless, I invite your listeners to catch WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast, 11 a.m. on Wednesdays. We start off with songs from the liquored up side of the family, close down with a song or two from the gospel side of the family, and in between we play Pittsburgh's most eclectic mix of folk music. That's Whiskey Before Breakfast, 11 a.m. Wednesdays on WRCT Pittsburgh. Drink up, counselor.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio, part of the Courts in Session family. And you just heard the Henry Paul Band with Grey Ghost, back when the guitar gods rocked the earth. And those great guitar solos were by our friend we've got on the phone with us right now, Billy Crane. Hey, BC, how are you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, Eric. I'm doing really good.
So tomorrow night, Pepsi Roadhouse, and Saturday night, Pepsi Roadhouse, back-to-back shows here in Pittsburgh.
That's right. 2 years later. Remember, these were scheduled 2 years ago. And after COVID hit and all that, and so we're finally getting around to getting there done.
Well, it's going to be great. We got the Outlaws. We got the Henry Paul Band, which you were a part of for the entire career, wrote so many great songs. And then Saturday night, we've got Billy Crane Band opening up the whole shindig.
Yes, sir. Got my band of brothers. My band is made up of the Outlaws road crew. And they're all great players and stuff, and that, but they come out and play with me, and we have such a great time.
Well, we're all excited to see you. I'm looking at an email right now from a listener who just sent me a message wanting to know, what rig are you going to be playing Saturday and Friday when you're here in Pittsburgh?
I'm going to be playing a Fender Blues Junior. I just got it about 3 months ago, I think. And I just love it. It's just a great sounding rig.
That's so cool. We're coming off of a guitar expo that was just in the Pittsburgh area about a week ago, so I think everybody's got guitars on their mind. So it's been a couple years since you've been to Pittsburgh. Everyone's excited to see you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what we can expect to see?
Well, we're going to have something, a little bit of something old, and a little bit of something new. I won't go into details, but you will be hearing some songs that have never been recorded or never been played live before. So these things are fresh, hot off the grill. So it's going to be a lot of fun and a really, really good stuff. We've been rehearsing pretty hard for this. And then, come Saturday night, you can expect to see me in all three acts. So it's going to be a long evening.
Better stretch out those fingers.
Yeah, I got to get them back in shape. I tell you what, I've been practicing. The older I get, I get getting harder.
Well, that is great. Well, you can't leave us totally in suspense. Give us something new we'll play right now that our listeners can expect to hear you do live.
Well, I would love for you to play Honeycomb, of course, which you and your listeners took to number one for 3 weeks, I think it was.
That's
WRCT. And I'm so appreciative of that. You know, you had everything in the world to do with that. And then the listeners supporting and taking it, and I love it. I love you guys. I can't wait to get up there and see everybody. But yeah, Honeycomb would be great.
Well, Pittsburgh loves Billy Crane. Pittsburgh loves the Henry Paul Band, the Outlaws. No doubt about that. If you're just tuning in, we've got Billy Crane, legendary Southern rock guitar, rock and roll god. He's on the phone with us tonight. He's coming to Pittsburgh with the Outlaws tomorrow night, Pepsi Roadhouse, and Saturday. Billy, thanks so much for calling in.
Oh, man, you got it, Eric.
WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
We'll be right back. the honeycomb. Down at the honeycomb. They were on a roll. Beyond our self-control. It was Friday night and he was playing his guitar. Sitting in the back seat of his best friend's car. He was smoking a blunt the size of his finger. Talking about the future and a good lead singer. Flat broke and feeling solid gold. The smell of cheap perfume, bad whiskey permeates the room. The band was rocking on the stage. Ended by a beauty in his cage.
the sound of voices in the night. Spellbound, there was someone calling, and I looked around, but no one was in sight. I pulled down and I kept on falling, and I've seen this place before when you were standing by my side. I've seen your face before tonight.
You're listening to Quartz in Session here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and you just heard Neil Young's 2020 release, the title track of that album. That was, of course, Homegrown. Neil culled that from his archives, a whole album of unreleased songs. That track, Homegrown, is a different version than the Homegrown he made famous on the album American Stars and Bars, going back to 1975, I believe. I think it was 1975.
Quartz in Session, the defender of the faith, the defender of the gates, your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Good evening, Pittsburgh. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. And WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, time travel radio, part of the Courts in Session family. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. Tonight is our Rolling Stone special, 2.5 hours of hits, deep cuts, your requests, and we're going to have some of your favorite artists that we play here on Courts in Session joining us tonight on the phone, talking about the Stones and giving us some of their requests. So you want to keep it right here on 88.3. Tonight's show is brought to you in part by RemasterMedia.com, who joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. Thousands have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. And there are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or telephone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit RemasterMedia.com and make it sound amazing. RemasterMedia.com, our sponsor for the first hour of Courts in Session. So, what is your earliest Rolling Stones memory? They've been part of the soundtrack to all of our lives. Well, I'll tell you what, I may have never made a secret of it. The Rolling Stones are my favorite band of all time, and my earliest memory is listening to a radio on an early grade school bus, hearing Emotional Rescue, and the song we opened up tonight's show with, I Can't Get No Satisfaction. And guys, I was hooked from there on. Used to draw little Rolling Stones tongues on my Chuck Taylors, and when I was little, I wanted to be Mick Jagger. Heck, I still want to be Mick Jagger. Don't we all? Well, let's have some great memories, because we're going to play a lot of Rolling Stones tonight and have a lot of fun. Let's start off. Keep it right here. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
We'll hang fire. You know my hair. So, so pretty, you'll see Amarillo. I got up to Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Nona, Big San Pascal, San Bernardino. Would you get him to this kind of trip and go take that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, get your kicks.
It's the world's greatest rock and roll band taking you down Route 66. This is Courts in Session. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. And tonight's show is full of your requests. Almost everything we're playing tonight was requested by you. Sit back, have a great time, because we've got some great music coming up. I'll tell you what, if you'd like to check out the songs we play tonight, you can go to the set list that is on our website at wrct.org. All you got to do is go on Courts in Session, click tonight's date, and a little bit later after the show, I'll have every song we played up for you to view. And when you're on our website, every week you can see the top 10 most requested releases here at WRCT. You know, near the top of our charts this week is the latest release from Thor. The album's called Alliance. Well, on the phone with us from British Columbia, we've got John Michael Thor. Hail Thor!
Well, hail Eric Jackson Lurie. We're all listening to your show, and it's a wonderful, beautiful show. We're here in British Columbia, and you are popular here.
Well, you've had a great career in rock and roll worldwide. When you think about the Rolling Stones, what comes to mind?
I remember growing up, and there was always Rolling Stone versus the Beatles. And I toured many times playing Rolling Stones songs. And but there was one song we never did play live. We played Satisfaction and, you know, those kind of songs. But there was one song I loved and I would listen to and didn't do it live, but it's called Child of the Moon. And I just think that song is fantastic.
Well, for all the Stones fans out there, they know that's a great deep cut. We've got Thor. His new album's called Alliance. It's at the top of our charts here on WRCT. John Michael, thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you. It's a real honor to be on your show once again. I appreciate it.
The sun blows at the end of This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny.
Hey guys, it's Malcolm Threat. We're back here on Cold Cuts at WRCT Pittsburgh.